All right, back at it. Don't forget, 1 o'clock, Scott Bilo, all your college football news. And 1:30, Brad Underwood, head basketball coach at Illinois. They're in town to play the Rebels tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. So that'll be cool to get Coach Underwood, one of the best in the business. And at 1:45, come on! Dollar Loan Center, $500 on the line. Beat Clay and I for once. Christ, will someone show up and have some picks that can beat us in this thing? $500 on the line. Step up, for Christ's sake.
$500 for the Christmas presents for the girls and boys. Yourself.
Or yourself.
Somebody stand up and do this. We'll do it. Caller 20. Ties lose. Got
to
beat us.
Darn right. All right, here we go. Out to the phone lines, the Finley Kia hotline at the Finley Toyota Studios. I'm giving sponsors that don't exist. Justin Emerson, follow him on Twitter at J15 Emerson, Las Vegas Review Journal. Glad to have you on.
Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's good. Good
thanks
to have you on.
For having me on. Every time I've been on the show before, you were in Mexico, you were on vacation, whatever. So it's nice to actually be on your show with you here.
This is somewhat on purpose as well. So let's go over yesterday, the meeting. This, you know, it kind of seeped out as news in the last several weeks that the Northern Nevada had kind of made a decision via a vote that when this realignment stuff came up, they had wanted to choose to stay in 4A. They did not want to go to the 5A. Many people obviously interpreted that as, we don't want to lose to Gorman anymore in the state finals of football, so keep us in 4A, and we're not going to continue to get our brains beaten in. Long and short of it, what happened at this meeting, and was that the gist of it in the terms of the feelings of what the North wanted?
Well, the North had kind of made their decision a while ago, so this particular meeting didn't have a lot to do with them. They did asked the Northern representative that was there, you guys sure you want to stay in 4A? And they said, yeah, that they were sure. So it was just kind of divvying out who was going to go to 5A among the Southern schools. So the biggest classification now for high school football is 5A, and that will be a Southern-only league. So a state championship will be determined among the 12 teams that are in 5A now, whereas the 4A teams will be playing teams in the North for a state championship.
What were your thoughts about it? We had Rich Morocco on earlier this week. I thought he was very classy about it. I think he thought it was disappointing, but at the end of the day, make up your mind what you think is best for your specific school. And I do think way too many people get caught up in this, which really have nothing to do with it. I don't know if anyone beyond the specific schools that wins cares. We saw Kenny Sanchez's quotes, which I thought were laughable, about buying cowards. I mean, I half expected him to say, let's get behind the school at the soda shop afterwards for a brawl or something. I mean, it was so laughable to go out there and say that about the North. Because, again, at the end of the day, if that's what they think is best for them and they want to do that, I don't know why so many people, bow their back and say, to heck with you people. I understand it's disappointing. You won't have the entire state in the large division. But, I sort of get what they're saying here.
No, and I kind of do, too. I mean, it would be cool just from, the aspect of it that, the state is obviously much more than just the Las Vegas area. So if you're playing a state championship, it would be nice to include the entire state. But at the same time, the enrollment numbers are completely different. And, I was looking at it, and they passed out the numbers yesterday, and I was kind of surprised at how big of a differential it is. But Spanish Springs up in the North is the biggest school in 4A North, and they're the 25th biggest school in Nevada.
26?
So, I mean, just 25.
25th. So there's 24 schools in the South bigger than the biggest school in the North?
Yeah, SECTA is a 3A school, and, well, it'll be moving up to 4A with the new realignment, but it's bigger than Spanish Springs by the realignment, or by the numbers that they count. So that's how big the enrollment differences are between the North and the South. So by that aspect, I get it, but then from a competitive standpoint, not as much, because if you take Gorman out, the non-Gorman state semifinal games have been so good. Liberty beat DeMonte Ranch, last year in a semifinal by one possession. They had lost to Reed a couple of years before that, so the games have been really good when North plays the South and, Bishop Gorman isn't involved.
Yeah, so they're obviously assuming that what most people assume, maybe not nationally. I think they're losing some key kids. This year they dropped national type of games. I assume they are thinking, maybe not nationally, but locally at least for the foreseeable future, no one's beating these people.
Beating Gorman?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's part of it too. And Liberty has always kind of been out in the front of, we want to play we want to play Gorman. We think eventually we're going to be able to beat them. And I mean, who knows? Gorman's losing a lot of seniors this year, but I mean, they lost a lot of seniors last year and the year before that, and the 6-7 years before that too. So it hasn't seemed to matter when it comes to that program.
Justin Emerson, Las Vegas Review Journal at J15 Emerson, EMERSON. Follow him on Twitter. So, you know, the other thing I think comes from this, and I think the North understands this, there will be good teams in the 4A. I mean, they're not just going to roll over people. I agree with you. I think they just think this is a Gorman issue, and, you know, they understand that the 4A in the South will bring up really good teams, and they'll have to compete and play hard to win any kind of state title.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting on that, because 5A did take most of the 4A football talent from the South. I mean, if you look at it, the best teams, one that's really intriguing to me, though, moving up from Class 3A into 4A is going to be Desert Pines, and they've won 2 3A state championships. A lot of people think they can compete with anybody in the 4A, so now they're going to get that opportunity. Palo Verde's in the 4A. They've been down for a little bit the last few years, but, you know, historically a very strong program. Shadow Ridge hasn't made the playoffs, but they play in a really tough league. So there's definitely some talent left over in 4A, but, you know, going to 5A is, you know, Bishop Gorman, obviously, Liberty, but also Arborview and Green Valley and Faith Lutheran and Foothill that have been the strongest in the South for, you know, the last couple of years.
Talk about the move of Centennial and Coronado to essentially volunteer to go to 5A.
It was a nice, refreshing kind of voice of reason to it, because they did it off of what they called rubric points, and they assigned these points based on how teams finished in the postseason. You get X amount of points for winning a state title or making the playoffs or whatever. I won't get into the details, but Centennial and Coronado had missed the playoffs for the last 2 years, so they were not, they had zero rubric points, so they weren't even really under consideration to move to 5A for football. Well, Centennial's principal said, you know what, if you just look at it, we're such a big school, we compete in everything. If, you know, he called it the eye test, and he said, you know, Centennial should be a 5A team. And Coronado kind of said the same thing. They're like, look, if we're going to be making a 5A that's supposed to be this best of the best division, I feel like you got to take the biggest schools, and Coronado's the biggest school in Nevada. So it made sense for them to go. Centennial has been good. They haven't, you know, the last couple of years, but, I mean, it just made a lot of sense. So when it comes down to, you know, getting bogged down into the details and all the policies and procedures and everything that the NIAA has, it was nice that it was just kind of common sense. You know, Centennial and Coronado feel like 5A teams, and they're going to be 5A teams.
We're talking about the dramatic realignment that's taking place in for Nevada prep schools with Justin Emerson, Review Journal. Talk about the other teams, though, that they wanted to, like, even certain teams that had once been a power, like Cimarron Memorial, they want to, like, play down a level to help kind of build a program. What are scenarios like that for certain schools, including Rancho, who's kind of done several different realignments based on their sports?
Rancho is an interesting case, because they're actually, and I found this out yesterday, the third biggest school in Nevada by enrollment, so you would think that they'd be stronger, but, you know, magnet programs in the area have kind of taken some of Rancho's talent, but yeah. Rancho's going to move down. They were 4A team the last 2 years and have not won a game, so they're going to drop down to 3A, and Valley and El Dorado, who accumulated these rubric points based on being in a five-team Northeast League, all they had to do was essentially win one league game to make the playoffs, and they were able to beat Rancho. So Valley and El Dorado both felt that they should have dropped, but basically they needed two other teams to jump up from 3A into 4A. Valley and El Dorado were going to drop down, and they couldn't find those.
Okay.
Chaparral and Mojave had kind of gotten nudged, saying, hey, you guys should go 4A, but Chaparral representative that was there said that he didn't want his school to do that, and so it just kind of didn't work out. I think, honestly, it's good for a school like Rancho to try to rebuild the program when it's tough to, you know, get kids in your own school to want to come out for a football program when you know you haven't won in 2 years. I mean, who wants to go out and lose by 40 every game kind of thing? So, you know, you drop a division, you play some schools with lesser enrollment or without as strong football programs, maybe you can get back on the winning track.
The Rancho thing, as you mentioned, is interesting to me. They're kind of falling on the sword, saying, look, yeah, we're pretty good at softball and baseball, but these other sports, I mean, I that's a tough one. You know, and look, usually, I think, again, I'd adhere to what an administration believes is best for their school. I know eventually you have to get to 3A, 2A, 4A, 5A. I know eventually you have to fill your slots. But I think if people are coming and saying, look, our metrics here are in baseball and softball, we go to these other sports, you better be careful here putting our kids, whether it be in harm's way or at a division they shouldn't be in. Did you find a lot of that at this meeting, that these, you know, people were maybe not trying to get away with anything and play down, but there was a legitimate concern that should we be in a higher level football-wise? Because I think everyone pretty much understands that's the sport everyone really follows, and that's the sport where, you know, you can get into some dangerous situations if you're out of your element.
Right, and they did realign differently for football and the other sports, which I thought was a good idea. So
right.
Oddly enough, in a weird quirk, Rancho is going to move down to 3A for football, but actually move up to 5A for everything else.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
For football, there wasn't a whole lot of schools. There was nobody there who felt like they shouldn't be in 5A. Everyone that was, all the representatives that were there for the 5A football schools kind of believe that. Silverado was one school that is going to be 4A for football, but is moving up to 5A in everything else, and the principal there said, well, you know, we got all these points, Rubric points, 2 years ago from our track and field team, and those seniors have graduated, and, you know, from volleyball, and we're about to lose a lot of seniors, so, and pointed out that the school doesn't really, just geographically is weird, that it's landlocked by other schools in the zones, and it doesn't have much room for growth, so Silverado is a school that's kind of upset at its being moved up to 5A for the other sports, but for football, it seems like everyone that moved up to 5A seem to either be okay with it or understand why they were doing it or excited about it.
So what happened yesterday when the officials from up north, they were there, it got contentious and there was a lot of going back and forth. How did that all play out, and describe the situation where there was a point in which it just like, forget the open forum, stop talking?
Yeah, that was weird, because the 3A representative for the north, he was pretty intent on the fact that he wanted the 3A North and the 3A South to be equal representation, and it ended up not working out that way, but you know, there was a lot of argument back and forth, and I'll tell you, it took about an hour to determine how many schools were going to be in 3A South, and then they decided on it, and then moved on to something else and said, well, maybe let's figure out how many are going to be in 5A, and then 4A, and then the leftovers are going to be in 3A. So it was, you know, it was a nice, long discussion. But then, what was the other part of your question? I'm sorry.
Just like, at what point did they decide, all right, no more open
forum?
We're tired of people talking, and we got to get this done.
Like, so they did that, which I thought was a little weird, and they said that they were going to cut off public comment. They did say that it was because the people from the north that flew in, the NIAA officials, they had a flight to catch that afternoon.
Come on, Southwest flies up until midnight.
Hey, you weren't at the meeting the whole time. I was okay that they
Southwest
cut it short.
Southwest Airlines, take your midnight flight out.
So they were able to determine which schools are going to be in which class, but they weren't able to determine how those leagues are going to be set up, if they're going to do a traditional east-west sunset region, sunset-sunrise region, or if they might do it north-south, if they use Sahara or Flamingo, perhaps, as kind of a dividing line. But they haven't figured that all out, so I get to go back and sit in that meeting next Friday, too.
Beautiful.
Read his complete account on the football 5A, 4A, the North and South, in today's Review Journal. Follow him at J15 Emerson on Twitter. Also follow at Nevada Preps. Best in the state Nevada Preps coverage from your Review Journal. Justin, thanks very much. It's great having you on the show when I'm actually here.
Nice to talk to you.
You know, you're an ASU fan. How's that Herm Edwards hire going to go?
No, come on. We were having a good talk.
All right, the CEO. We'll see you later. CEO of ASU football. Complete lunacy.